Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, May 15th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement. Today, we want to encourage you with a message titled, Formed at God's Command. The scripture text is Hebrews 11, verse 3.
By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
Well, what was your wake-up call this morning? We remember when we lived in northern Pennsylvania, the Christian radio station up that way played an upbeat, childlike song.
It's time to get up, it's time to get up, it's time to get up in the morning, and roosters sounding it all.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. You do better than I do, Brooksine, but we both remember it got a little old, but it did the job. It got you up. Well, what would be an appropriate tune to awaken you if your surroundings were not planet Earth, but the galaxy? Well, how about God?
God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy, Lord of heaven and earth.
Well, that was the wake-up tune for the astronauts aboard the space shuttle this morning. Well, I appreciate Brooksine singing it, but I also have a link today to the Chris Tomlin version. It's
much
a
better.
Powerful song. Well, appreciate your earnestness. If our listeners don't appreciate it, well, they don't have to listen, I guess. Well, go ahead, Brooksine.
Well, here on planet Earth, specifically in the southern region of Pennsylvania, we've been getting wonderful rains in our area. And it rained again last night, making it extremely green outside. Today, it's supposed to clear off, and I expect we'll have some heavy-duty mowing later this afternoon. I said we'll, but it's actually Stephen who does that.
I'll have the mowing. it is clearing off. It's beautiful now.
What a joy it is to look outside and see all the little creatures going about their business, including a squirrel cleaning up after the birds this morning. We express praise to the God of creation. Hebrews 11:3, the verse again. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
But so many have either rejected or perhaps have never learned the biblical teaching concerning our origins, nor about the God who created all things. Last night I heard Ken Ham, founder of Answers in Genesis, an apologetic ministry particularly dealing with creation, speak at a banquet here in Lancaster County. He made this powerful point concerning biblical history, specifically the oft-maligned early chapters of Genesis. If the history of the Bible is not true, as many contend, then what assurance do we have that the gospel of Christ, which is based on that history, is itself true? That's a powerful question. He also went on to assert that far too many in the church have succumbed to compromise in this regard. He pointed out that when compromise is not refuted in one generation, each succeeding generation will accept greater compromise. Well, that's certainly easily observable, isn't it? Well, I have a firm, unwavering belief in the Genesis creation account, in spite of the relentless assault of secularism and modernism. I'm aware that many mock the viewpoint such as mine and actually would call me a simpleton. I've had that happen, in fact. A typical template, incidentally, of the secular mindset is to characterize those holding a biblical or traditional viewpoint as being uninformed, simple-minded, or uneducated. And I actually also had here often part of the template is hateful, even if there's no evidence of hate.
But I believe the Genesis account forms an inviolable foundation for God's redemption plan. I'm also aware that there are those who make a profession of faith in Christ, yet concede to the shifting whims of the world on this issue, asserting the creation account is really not that important to their faith. Many Christians may not be aware of the excellent resources available defending the biblical record. Sadly, still others seem more interested in being admired and esteemed by the world than contending for biblical truth. Most of us want to avoid a confrontational conversation and find ourselves remaining quiet even when we don't agree with one's position.
Well, today we encourage you, wherever you live, to observe the beautiful creation of God. We often speak of Lancaster County, But wherever we have lived and wherever we've been, there's a beauty about God's creation. Once again, we quote the daily text. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Take some extra time to observe the often overlooked blessings of God's creation today, and give praise to our God who blesses and rules the universe.
Let's pray together. The skies and the earth belong to you, Lord, and have sustained humankind since the time of creation. When you made the world, you set everything in its proper place and in its proper timing. Lord, you've made many things. With your wisdom, you made them all. What is man that you are even mindful of him? And yet, you make us the apple of your eye. With our whole being, Lord, we praise you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for our Daily Encouragement Net podcast on this Friday, May 15th, 2009. Our website, of course, is dailyencouragement.net. We do have a number of additional resources today, including the song, a beautiful video with, I believe Chris Tomlin was the original artist, with God of Wonders, if you're interested. We have some additional creation resources for those of you that want to dig deeper into this matter. And we just want to encourage all of you to contend earnestly for the truth.